Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Kicking us off tonight, Hookworms. was The Horrors, Sea Within a Sea, and before that, opening up was Hookworms on Leaving, Soft Air album from last year. Next song I'm going to play is a bit of a long one, so I'm going to review one of the beers now. I have two beers tonight. One is an Irish Stout and the other is an India Pale Ale. This first one, the Stout, is Sullis Irish Stout, brewed in Ireland, craft beer. This is a Tesco brand. They're getting in on the act. I really wasn't expecting much from it. It being Tesco, I was expecting it to be a bag of shite. But it's not the worst. It's kind of got that chocolatey, roasty, coffee sort of balance. But I don't know if it's just me, but it leaves a kind of a coating on your tongue after you drink it. And a bit gluey. It's grand. It's like 4.5%. I can't remember how much it was. I think it was either 2 quid or 3 quid. At 3 quid, it's way too dear. If you like stout, you might enjoy it. I'm glad I got it. I won't be buying it again. But for a Tesco owned brand, as I say, I was expecting it to be a lot worse. The Aldi O'Shea's craft beers are much worse, I think. They're a pile of piss. If you're in Tesco and you're feeling adventurous and you want to part with some cash, Irish Stout Sullis. I would say out of 10, I'd give it a 4. So it's passable. I'd drink it if there was nothing else. So there you have it. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to play a nice Wig Out song. 17.5 minutes long. This is Smoking Spore, Taxodium. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Smoke and Spore, Taxodium. And while I was listening to that, I was drinking the rest of that Irish Stout, and the more I drank of it, the worse it got, and I had to fuck it down the toilet. So I'll review my score on it and give it a 1. And that's being generous. Next beer I'm on to, I had to give my mouth a good rinse so I wouldn't slant my review of this next beer. This is an IPA. I haven't seen it on the shelves before. It's Colgan's IPA, Irish craft beer, batch number 001. It's a brewing tradition since the 1700s. So it's Colgan's of Kilcock, famous Irish brewers in the 1700s. This IPA is brewed using time-honored recipe. It has a strong hoppy after palate, complemented by citrus and tropical fruit flavors. Do you know what? I'm not getting any of that from it. It's doesn't smell citrusy, doesn't smell overly hoppy. It reminds me of kind of one of the lesser English IPAs. I'm not enjoying it at all. Let me have another sip just to make sure. Yeah, it's not great. Now, this is I bought a 4-pack of this the other night, and I had a couple of bottles along with other beers, and I had me suspicions that it was fairly rotten, but actually fairly rotten is a bit strong. It's a bit of a bland IPA. Doesn't really kick you where it needs it. Lacking the hops, lacking the citrus, everything that's on the back of the label. It's like that label was written for a different beer. Now, this is just my opinion. Some of you may love it. It's a 6%er. And you pick it up in an off license near you. I think the 4-pack was £8 for 23 cl bottles. But on that, I'm gonna give that, I'd give it a 3, and that's been very generous. Very generous. I'm gonna have to go down and get another beer now. Right, while I do that, I'm gonna play some Earthless because I haven't played them in a while. This is Violence of the Red Sea. We'll be right back.
force-fed more than we'd eat in the wild. Grazed on a mash that could suffocate a child. Bloated, promoted in an ode to pomp and style. Moistened in the feed while we choke upon the bile. Cornering the market on the geese without the bones. Hushing out the public in a strike without a drone. The cage became collapsible, our sticks equipped with stones. Get the motherfucker on the phone, the phone. 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 Get the motherfucker on the phone, my lover. Get the motherfucker on the phone, you saw coming. Get the motherfucker on the phone. Set aside the scruples in a stratagem of strain. A smallpox-laden blanket, invisible with stains. Inoculating bastards, bloody pecking pain. Distemper has a hold, distemper has a hold. We took the second sip from a cup we made of bones. The first sip was a ruse, a trick so aptly thrown. The truth is that our youth was a carpet laid in stones. Get the motherfucker on the phone, the phone.
That was Fight No More, Motherfucker. That's our new single. They have an album coming out soon, and I'm sure they'll be playing a festival near you. So yeah, and before that was Earthless, Violence of the Red Sea. We're coming near the end of the show, into the last 5 minutes or so. I'm only gonna get to play probably two more songs, so I'll probably just play them and let them play out the show. So if you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org, or you can get in touch on Twitter at HMD on the radio, or you can get in touch on Facebook. Actually, fuck, I just remembered I got a new compilation. Chillion Fuzz that I wanted to play this week. Oh well, next week, so something to look forward to. Yeah, so I hope you've enjoyed the show. Few nice long ones. I'm gonna leave you with Herder. This is Genesis 329, and then I'll see what happens after that. See you next week.
I think human consciousness is a tragic misstep in evolution. We became too self-aware. Nature created an aspect of nature separate from itself. We are creatures that should not exist by natural law. We are things that labor under the illusion of having a self. This accretion of sensory experience and feeling. Programmed with total assurance that we are each somebody. When in fact, everybody's nobody. I think the honorable thing for our species to do is deny our programming. Stop reproducing. Walk hand in hand into extinction. One last midnight, brothers and sisters opting out of a